We're on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, five lines down from the top. Tanya Idach, and what we're discussing, Pasuk Baal Hashar Naki. We had in the last year a number of different possible drushes, derivations for that pasuk. Tanya Idach, we have another brice of Baal Hashar Naki. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Naki Midmei Volados. Now, what's going on here is that a person who smacks a pregnant woman and she loses the heaven forbid she loses the vlad, what's called the embryo, it dies, then he has to pay dmei vlados, and that's a parash in Shmos Chaf Aleph v'chiyinatzu anosh v'nogfu ishahara v'yatzu yiladeh v'lo ye ason. Lo ye ason means that she survives it, is anosh ye anish, there will be compensation, kasher yoshis olav baal ha'isha. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili is using the Pasuk Baal Hashar Naki to teach us that the din of Dmei Vladis applies to an Adam Shehika Isha, a human being hit this woman, and Yatsu Yiladeha. But if a Shar hits a woman and she loses her Vlados, there's no Chiv. Keep in mind that Baal Hashar Naki is a reference to Shar Tam in this context, and later on we'll see what the din is as far as the Shar Muad is, and it could very well be that a Shar Muad does pay Dmei Vlados. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva turns to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and he says, you know what, I don't think we need this Pasuk Baal Hashar Naki, because if we look carefully in the parasha that we mentioned before of Dmei Vlados, the parsha in Shmos Chaf Aleph, we actually read a pasuk which opens with the words Ki Natsu Anashim, and the Torah went out of its way to emphasize Anashim, says Rabbi Kiva. Omalo Rabbi Kiva Reu Omer Ki Yinatsu Anashim, and therefore Anashim Velo Shvarim. So the only chiv to pay Dmei Vlados applies if a human being hits another human being, in this case a pregnant woman was hit. But as far as Shar is concerned, there's no din of Dmei Vlados, and that's inherent in the parasha of Dmei Vlados. There's no need to go beyond that and darshan psukim like Naki to teach you that there's no chiv in the case of a Shar. The Torah says Anashim. And now the Gemara is going to turn this question back on Rabbi Yossi Aglili and see how Rabbi Yossi Aglili perhaps could put up a defense. The Gemara uses this exclamation, Shapir ka'amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says very well, what would be the answer and the defense of Rabbi Yossi Aglili for the argument of Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rav Ula Breid Rav Idi Itzrich. We still need the Pasuk Naki to generate a Ptur Dmei Vlados, and it's not enough to derive that from the word Anoshim. Why Salka Daitachamina? If not for the Ubal Hashor Noki, I would have said that the word Anoshim, which means Anoshim Velo Shvarim, is coming to exclude Shvarim Hadomim Linoshim, which means Ma Anoshim Muodim Af Shvarim Muodim. It's coming to generate a ptur of Dmei Vlados in the case of Shar Muad. Shar Muad comes under the status of Anoshim because it's Dumya Danoshim, just like a human being is Adam Muad Liolam, even on the first time he damages. He's got a status of Muad. So too, a Shar Muad has the status of Muad, and that is Dumya De Anoshim, Domim La Anoshim. That's the case of a Shar Muad. And the implication here is Hatam Mechayev. But in the case of a Shar Tam, there would be a Chiv of Dmei Vlados. That's why it would have had as a Havamina. And this is obviously a very paradoxical Havamina, because in this Havamina, the Torah was more Mekil on a Shar Muad and exempted Shar Muad from Dmei Vlados, and more Machmir on the case of a Shar Tam, who has to pay Dmei Vlados. Very strange Havamina, which the Gemara now is going to attack. But in any event, according to Rav Ula Lekach, therefore, Kosov Rachmana, the Torah writes, Baal Hashar Naki Depotu, to teach us that even in the case of a Shar Tam, the halacha is that the Shar does not pay Dmei Vlados. Amar Rava. Rava uses a very dramatic phrase which appears elsewhere in elsewhere in Shas. Yatziva bi'ara v'giyura b'shmei Shmaya. You're talking about someone who's yatziva, he's standing, he's firmly rooted down on the ground. He's what you call Toshav, he's an Ezrach with Toshav. He's a citizen here down on earth, on this lowly earth. V'giyura b'shmei Shmaya. And the ger, who is not the Toshav, he's kind of the alien here, he's the visitor from the outside, is he's up in Shamayim. In other words, it doesn't make sense. And basically, what Rav is arguing is that you can't tell me that a Sharmuad is Potur for Dmei Vlados, and yet a Shartam would be Chaya for Dmei Vlados. The logic dictates that it has to be just the opposite. In the case of a Sharmuad, who's Rugil Lingach, you tell me he's Potter for Dmei Vlados. In the case of a Tam, who's not Rugil Bekach, it's unusual, and yet you tell me he's Chayv in Dmei Vlados. What was such a Hava Mina that we needed Ubala Sharnaki because we would interpret the mute of Anoshim to exclude a Sharmuad from Dmei Vlados and be Machayev a Shartam? Ella Omar Rava Itzrich. Rava comes to justify the need for the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Aglili of Ubala Sharnaki. Itzrich Salka Daitachamina Anoshim Velo Shvarim Adomim Lanoshim Anoshim Muadim Af Shvarim Muadim. V'kalva chomer l'tamin de p'tiri is hodakos rachmona balashar naki tam potu muad chayav. Certainly, without the balashar naki, as Rabbi Akiva argued before, the posuk of ki notzu anoshim would be excluding dmei vlados in, first of all, eshar muad, which is anoshim, Dumya, which is Dumya Danoshim, Shvarim Dumya Danoshim, that means Muadim. And with the Kalvachomer, I would certainly say that if a Sharmuad is potter from the Meiv Lodos, how much more so a Shartam is potter from Meiv Lodos. Now we need the Pasuk of Ubala Sharnaki to teach me just the opposite, namely that a Muad is Chayev. And Rashi presents a thesis here that the word Naki, in the light of Rava, is coming to tell us that the mute Shvarim is not with regard to Shvarim Muadim, which are Domim LaAnoshim, but rather that the mute of Anoshim is coming to exclude a Shartam and only a Shartam. So in other words, the mute of Naki is not coming really to be Mamait and to be Poter Tam, because that we certainly would have understood even had the Torah left out the word Naki, just with the word Anoshim, but rather somehow, magically, the word Naki is coming to include Muad. Because again, Naki means that the Mazik is Naki Minachosav, meaning the Naki indicates a certain loss or a payment or a chiyuv on the part of the Mazik. In this case, the chiyuv is limited to Muad, and it applies to Dmei Vlados, that Balashar Naki is going to be cleaned out, the Mazik, because he has to pay for Dmei Vlados. The Anoshim Miut is coming to exclude a Shartam. Abaye is not excited about this drasha of Rava. Omle Abaye Elameato. If we take your drasha with regard to Dmei Vlados, is let's apply Gabi Boshes. If in case of a Chavola, as we discussed many times, in addition to Nezik, there are another four categories that Yechai for, that's Tzar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boshes. And that Chiv Boshes only applies to Chovel B'chaver. In the case of a Shar that attacked a human being, although the Shar might be Chayef in Ezekiel, but it wouldn't be Chayef for Dal Dvarim as a Chovel, and certainly it would not come under the Chiv of Boshes. And this is all based on various drushos and miutim. Tosus points it out here, Dibra Maskel Gabi. there's a mute from the word amiso, because the pasuk says ish ba amiso, and that excludes shar ba amiso. The shar does not engender a chiyuv chavola. But now, what Abai is saying, let's use your logic and come to the conclusion that maybe Naki should be Machayev not only in Tmei Vlodos, but even in Boshes. We'll apply the same structural drasha, because the Anoshim is coming to exclude Shvarim, which means Shvarim Dumya Da Anoshim, Anoshim Uadim Af Shvarim Uadim. And then, of course, we're going to apply Rava's logic of a Kavachoma Letame De Ptiri. Now the Torah says, Kosrach Mon Abal Shar Naki to be Machayev, to be Marba, another Chiyuv on the Mazik. And what we're doing is we're going to say that it's coming to limit the mute of Anoshim, which we thought was coming to limit and exclude a payment of Shar Muad, because that's not Anoshim. And that limud would exclude both a Shar Tam and a Shar Muad. And maybe then, what we're saying is, Kosovach Monobal Shar Naki Tam Potamuad Chayef, according to Rava's structure, that the Shar Naki is coming to tell you that use the mute and the poter of Dumya Da Noshim for a Shar Tam, and use the Naki to be Marbe a Chiyuv Tashlumin of Boshes. V'chitema hachinami, and if you're going to tell me that maybe in hachinami, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you're chayev in the case of a shar muad for both Tmei Vlados and Boshes, hachi lisni, then Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who darshan this in the Braisa, bala shar naki, Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer potu mi Tmei Vlados umi Boshes, he should have added the word Boshes. In other words, basically, Abai's objection is, why would Rabbi Yossi HaGlili prefer the ribui in terms of Chiyuv Mazik of Naki to include Tmei Vlados in the case of a Shar Muad, and rather than the Chiyuv of Boshes? And therefore, after apparently Rav accepted this Ha'ara of Abaye, the two of them together came up with another presentation to explain Naki according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ella, Abai Virava di Amri Shavayu, they both want to suggest that perhaps this Pasuk Naki is addressing the case of Dmei Vlados in a scenario where she survived, her Vlados did not survive. Now let's understand, if she died, right, because remember the pasuk says that the Dmei Vlados are payable only in lo ye asan, then ye anish, kasher yosh solov, etc., etc. So lo ye asan, she survives. Had she died, then there would be a ptur from Dmei Vlados. So let's say a man kills a pregnant woman, she dies and the Vlados die. There's a ptur in the Dmei Vlados because there's a chiv misa as far as the isha is concerned. She died. And then we would apply the principle of Eino Demeis Umeshalim. Now, if it would be possible to say that when the Torah excludes through the drush of Hanoshim Dmei Vlados, that's only in the case of Anoshim im ein ason v'ish. In other words, she is still alive, then ye anshu, then they have to pay v'yusha sol Dmei Vlados. If on the other hand, yesh ason v'isha lo ye anshu, if this hakah brought about her death, then there's no chiv to pay Dmei Vlados. And on that distinction, we say that Anoshim is coming to exclude Shvarim, v'lo Shvarim. Meaning, in the case of Shvarim, afal da'afal gav di yesh ason, even if she dies, ye anshu. Meaning, that the exclusion here is on the ptur of ason, if she dies. where there's a ptur of Tamei Vlodos. In the case of a shor, even if the victim dies, even if she dies, the Baal HaShor has to pay Tamei Vlodos. Is Hodar Kosrafon of Baal HaShor Noki Depatur? Now the Torah had to go out of its way and add the Baal HaShor Noki in order to exclude this understanding that if she dies, the shor, the Baal HaShor has to pay Dmei Vlados. That's called, in the Gemara's language, Afal Gav Diyesh Ason. And the Torah wants to establish a ptur in shor of Dmei Vlados that applies straight across the board, even in a case where she didn't die. And I have here a quote here from the Tosis Rid that Rabbi Yossi Aglili in this entire sugya is coming to patter up a shor tam and not a shor muad. And that's a gigantic machlokus. The Meiri holds that even muad is potter from Tamei Vlodos. So Rabbosai, keep in mind that we have machlokus rishonim as to whether or not a shor muad is in fact potter from Tamei Vlodos. But the way we are suggesting, whatever the case may be, whether it's limited to tam, or maybe the patur expands even to include muad, which is certainly the shita of the Meiri, that patur, when it applies, is an extensive patur. And it includes both cases of where the victim died as a result of the shor's negicha, or the victim survived. In either case, the Torah is telling us Baal HaShor Noki is potur. And it's all based on the Hava Mina, through the Mir of Anoshim, that shor would be chayev, and not only chayev, but chayev in a way that goes beyond that of an Anoshim, of an Ish that was responsible to the Vlodos, meaning that the chayev applies even if she dies. Maskif la Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada Bar Ava apparently is raising an objection against Abai and Rava. Otu, are you going to tell me that the Ptur of Dmei Vlodos, in the case of Anoshim, is because she died? Be Asan Talia Milsa. Everything depends upon the Misa HaIsha, that if she died, their potter. When I say they, I mean he's potter, the one who hit her. And if she didn't die, he's chayev. That's not the determining factor, so claims Rav Ada Bar Ava. In Abai Varava's frame of reference, everything hinges on whether she died or not. And I'm talking about Ish, you know, now we're not up to Shor yet. Comes along Rav Ada Bar Ava, and he wants to make a change here in this drasha of Baal HaShor Noki. Because he makes a change in the very fundamental ptur of Dmei Vlodos when she dies. And it's not because she died, but rather it all depends on Kavana. But Kavana, Talia, Milsa. What was the intention of the man who killed this woman? Who hit her, he struck her, and she died. If his Kavana was Fahariga, then he's potter from Tamei Vlodos. But if his kavana was not to kill this woman, but he was trying to kill the other person that he was fighting with, that was his adversary, she mixed in because it was her husband, then in such a case, where he did not have kavana to kill her, he wanted to kill, again, his opponent in this boxing match, is then chayev b'dmei Vlodos. And that's true, even if she died. Now, basically, what you have to assume is that Rav Ada Bar Ava is waving the flag of Rav Shimon in the sugya of Ritzicha and Sanhedrin Ayin Tes. Rav Shimon is of the opinion that if you had kavana for one person and you killed another person, then even though that person died, you're potter from Misa, and therefore you're chayiv in Mamon. In other words, there's no kim lebe the rabbi minei. Against, this is against Chizkiah, the famous Chizkiah in Perek Aylu Neiris. It's also here in the previous Perek, in Aminiach, in Lamed Hei. He dashes the pasuk maka behemi shalmeno maka adam yumos ma maka behema lo chilka bein miskavin l'sheina miskavin. In other words, he's always going to be chayv l'shalem. And so too af adam lo tachlok bein miskavin l'sheina miskavin. It means that even an ena miskavin who's not chayv misa, nevertheless he's part of a tashlumin. He did an action which would potentially qualify for a chayv misa had he done it. The kavana, such an action cannot engender a chiyuv mamon according to Chizkiah. But Rav Ada Bar Ava here is waving the banner of Rav Shimon, who holds that if you didn't have kavana, then you're potter mimisa. But paradoxically, even though the mice itself would lend itself, it was a mice ritzicha, just that it was ritzicha for X with kavana for Y, then in such a case, according to Rav Ada Bar Ava and Rav Shimon, you are chayev mamon. Because once we alleviate, once we neutralize the chiyuv misa, then automatically there's a chiyuv mamon. So potum misa ipso facto means chayev mamon. Now it's a little bit odd here that Rav Ada Bar Ava is standing on the shoulders of Rav Shimon and asking a kashan abai for Rava. Maybe they hold like the Chachamim that miskaving laragazev argazes chayv misa. And Tosfos Dibra Masel v'Kavon addresses this question, and he wants to suggest that Rav Ada understood from the language of abai for Rava, they didn't exempt the shor from paying to make vladas unless it was a case where lo niskaving leisha. But if they were niskaving leisha, then they'd be chayev dmei vlados. And that has to do with this miyud of anoshim. And that's where Rav Ada asked his kasha, since, according to the potrim, right, those opinions who pata miskavin lezeh v'harges zeh, they hold in such a case you'd be chayev in tashlumei mamon for the dmei anerak. And the reason for that is because there's no chiyuv misa, and therefore there's nothing to part to the chiyuv mamon. Ella, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, the way this drasha works of Ubalash Arnoki is the following. Anoshim, if there was a situation of Anoshim, kinis kavnu, zela ze. In other words, when the kavana was to kill the adversary and not to kill the Isha, afagav sheyesh asan b'isha, even if she dies, ye onshu. And kinis kavnu le'isha atzma, lo ye onshu. In other words, everything depends upon kavaniya, because the p'tur of d'mei vlados, or the chiv d'mei vlados, depends upon whether there's a chiv misa or there's a p'tur misa. And if again, according to Rav Shimon, as we said before, miskaven lezever exists potur, once you alleviate the chiv misa and there's no kim leib rabine, then there is a chiv mamon to pay dmei vlados. And on this distinction between niskaven and shalom niskaven, that's where we have this drasha of anoshim. And what is anoshim teaching me? Velo shvarim again, lechumra. Again, not like the chumra that we had in Abai Varova, of even though she dies, nevertheless, in the case of Shor, he would be chayev dmei vlados. But no, the chumra would be that even if he had kavana for the isha atzma, and that's why he's chayev misa, nevertheless, yeyonshu. Whereas had it been an Adam sheniskavim le'ishi b'potter because he's chayv misa, if it's niskavim le'isha atzma in the case of a shor, where there should be a p'tur, had he, a human being, hit this woman and taken out of vlados and killed her, and he did so with a kavana, he would be potter from dmei vlados. In the case of a shor that had kavana to kill her, and she died, he will pay Tmei Vlados. That's the miut here of Anoshir. So in other words, in the case of a Shar that killed this woman and the Vlados, it doesn't matter one iota in this Havamina, whether or not the Shar had Kavana for her, or had Kavana for him, or something else, and inadvertently killed her. In all cases, the Torah says, you have to pay, you, meaning the owner of the Shar, has to pay, Dmei Vlados, is then Kosev Rachmana Bala Shar Naki, Diptire, that the Shar is Potter from Dmei Vlados in all cases. V'chein ki osar av chagai midaroma, os midaroma, also the ice masnise biyode kavose derav adbarava. He came and he had in his pocket a drasha, a brisa, that had the exact same derivation as Rav Adbarava, and it's explicit, which means that Rabbi Yossi's Bala Sharnaki is coming to exclude that we shouldn't assume from Anoshim that a Shar is Chayv Mei Vlados, even if he had Kavana Laragis HaYisha, Kamashman, that in all cases, the Bala Shar is Potamid Mei Vlados. And once again, according to Tosis Rid, it's Dafka a Shar Ta. Tanya Idach. Now we have Rabbi Akiva's drasha of Ubala Sharnaki. You remember that earlier Rabbi Akiva was the one who attacked Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Now let's see what Rabbi Akiva himself could do with Ubala Sharnaki. Tanya Idach Bala Sharnaki Rabbi Akiva Omer Naki Midmei Eved. This pasuk is talking about a case of a Shar Tam that killed an Eved. And normally, the owner of a shar that kills an eved has to pay shloshim shkolim. But here, the Torah is telling you, Bala Sharnaki, that when the shar kills an eved, there's no chiv tashlumi knas of shloshim shkolim, because that chiyuv knas of shloshim shkolim only applies if the shar that killed the eved was a shar muad. But in our situation, that the shar is a shar tam, the shar, the bala shar, I should say, is not chayev shloshim shkolim. Now here we have a very, very important tosfos, which we'll see on Amud Beis. And they quote Yeshe Pirshu, that when it says Naki Midmei Eved, what we're talking about is the value of the Eved, what we call Shivuya Eved. And as far as the Knas of Shloshim Shkolim, for sure there's a Ptur. However, there's another Tosfos, which is a little bit earlier. He thinks that logically we should assume that the Pasuk Naki is talking about that which is discussed in the parasha, which means kofer dmei vlados and shloshim shkolim shel eved, but not dmei ha-eved. That's not mentioned at all. So according to that shita, as far as dmei eved is concerned, there would be a chiyuv nizikin. The extra knas of shloshim shkolim is going to be excluded in the case of a shar tam based on this drasha of Baal Hashar Naki. And the Pashas in the Sugi is like the latter, the second Tosis that we mentioned, and that our discussion here about Baal Hashar Naki to Pater Shartam from paying for the killing of the Eved, that's only as far as Shloshim Shkolim in the Parasha, but not as far as Nezek, which here would be Dmei Ha-Eved. And now at this point we want to turn to Daf Membeis on the Beis. And the Gemara is going to ask a question. Wait a second. We had on Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis, before we leave that Daf, a Kasha, an objection that Rabbi Akiva raised against Rabbi Eliezer's Drosha of Bala Shar Naki Naki Michatzi Kofer. And there Rabbi Akiva asked, What are you talking about? You want to pay in the Havamina, you want to pay Nezikin, Chatzi Nezek, for a short time, like any Nezikin, in the case where the shor killed a human being. And Rabbi Kiva says, you know what? I don't even need this Joshua Baal Ashar Noki to teach me that there's no Kiva of Chatzi Nezek of a short time for the Harigas Adam. And the reason for that is, says Rabbi Kiva, the shor is a Niskal. And that's called, in the language of the Gemara, Hevi Uhu Lebezdin V'yishalim Lecha. Meaning, the Mazik is saying to the Nizak, you know what? You want to collect Chatzi Nezek B'Torah Shor Tam, bring the Shor Mazik into Bezdin, and you know what? I'll pay you. I'll sell the Shor Tam. I mean, I'll sell the Shor Hamazik that killed somebody. Now, obviously, if Bezdin would bring, or let's say the Nizak would bring the Shor HaMazik into Bezdin, there's no way that he can collect any damages from the Shor HaMazik, what we call, you know, Chatzi Nezek Migufe, because that animal is Chayev Misa, it's Chayev Skila. And you can't get any benefits from it. You certainly can't sell it. Frekta Gemara v'neimar Rabbi Akiva l'nafshei. Now, Rabbi Akiva should turn this very question, this objection that he raised against Rabbi Eliezer of Noki Michatzi Kofri, should ask it on himself. Why? Because he wants the Taina, Rabbi Akiva, that I need this pasuk Ubal Ashar Noki to potter up Dmei Ha'eved. Now, Dmei Ha'eved, in the case of a short tam, is going to be collected migufe. Valo atzmo, ein mishtal mel migufo. Any chiyuv of a short tam has to be collected from the shor mazik. Heviu lebezna v'yishalim l'cha, bring the shor, which is now a shor niskal, and you'll be able to collect your damages from the shor. How's that possible? How are you going to pay back from the shor? The shor is the shor haniskal. So once again, according to Rabbi Kiva, just like you said that there's no need for a drasha of Naki Michatzi Kofer, Rabbi Eliezer's drasha, because there's no Havamina that you can collect Chatzi Kofer from shor niskal, it's Migufe. So too, what was the Havamina here that Rabbi Kiva wanted to know? That perhaps the shor that killed an Eved would be chayev to pay Dmei HaEved. I mean, how would you pay Dmei HaEved if you have to pay me Gufe in a Shor Tam situation, and the Gufe of the Shor is a Niskal? So basically, just to summarize, Rabbi Akiva's objection that he raised against Rabbi Eliezer now comes flying back, boomerangs back to haunt him in the exact same way that he objected to Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. And now Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak is going to try to defend the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Om Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, what's Rabbi Akiva's case? Kisha Kodam Bi Olav Ushchato. We know that there's a period of time, a window of time, between the Negicha, in which the Shor killed a person, and the Gemar Din, until they can finally go through the whole court system and Bezdin will paskin that the shor is chayev skila. What happened is, during that window of time, the Baal HaShor went ahead and he slaughtered the animal. Again, it's before Gmar Din. And we have halacha that if the shor was shechted before the Gmar Din, then in such a case, there is no Isur Hanah. The Isur Hanah is only chal after Gmar Din. And if that be the case, says Rav Shmuel, I have an answer to your question. Your question is, well, how is there a Havamina that the Dmei HaEved would be collectible? I mean, how could it be collectible? The shor is the shor Niskal, it killed the Eved. And the answer is going to be, well, you know what? Even though the shor is a shor niskal, and therefore what can you collect from the shor niskal? It's also b'anah. The answer is, it's only also b'anah after the Gemara Din, but lu yitzuyer, there was a shechita that would obviate the Gemara, that would circumvent the Gemara Din, that shechita took place before Gemara Din, then there's no Isra Hanoah. So the basar, the carcass of the animal after shechita, and it's now basar shachut, is worth a lot on the market. Ma'u detem, I would say, lishtali mine, let the Baal HaEved come and collect his Dmei HaEved from the Basar of this Shar Shachut, which is Mutabana. Why is the Basar Mutabana? Because it was shechted before Gemar Din. It's Gemar Din that engenders the Isra Hanoah. Kamash Malan. Now I need the Pasuk Ubala Sharnaki to establish that Hoel Ubark Tolahu, since the Shor did a Maisa, which is Mechayvet Misa, Afagav de Shachte, even though it was Shechted, Lolish Talimine. The Bala Evid could not collect from the Shor Shachut, meaning from the Basar, even though that Basar is Mutabano, and it has a market value. There's no Chiv to pay Dmei HaEved. And that's what we know from Ubal Hashor Noki. No, the Gemara says, according to you, Rav Shmuel, you've given such a great answer to this question. We had the case of Rabbi Eliezer, where the Shor killed a person, and we needed Ubal Hashor Noki to teach us that in such a case there's no Chiyuv of Chatzi Kofer. And Rabbi Akiva jumped and pounced on this drush of Rabbi Eliezer, and he said, wait a minute, why do I need the pasuk? How could you even have a hamamin of collecting Chatzi Kofer from an animal migufo of Shartam when the Shar is a Shar Haniskal? And the answer is, it's not a Shar Haniskal with Isra Hanoah, because he shechted it before the Gemara Din. So Gemara answers, Hachinami. You're right. Rabbi Akiva could have answered Rabbi Lozer the problem, the objection. He could have resolved the rejection that he raised against Rabbi Lozer in this very same way of Kodam Ushchato. But Savar v'Savar Dilma Islay Tamachrina the Adif Mehai v'Nemale. Notice Rabbi Akiva was hoping that perhaps Rabbi Eliezer, with his brilliance, he would come up with a better answer and a better way of defending his drasha of Ubala Shor Noki, meaning he's Noki Michatzi Kofer. So the Gemara now asks, Rabbi Eliezer, Nami Lishne Leg Bishakodam Ushchato. In other words, according to the Gemara's logic, when Rabbi Akiva hurled this kasha, this objection at Rabbi Eliezer, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer defend himself and counter-argue by giving this ukimta of kadam ushchato? Omar lecha, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Eliezer would say that this is not a good answer, because hasam hu diniskavin laragas abhem of haragas ha'odam dishar lav bark tolahu klal. In the case where the shar had in mind to kill a behemoth, and it killed an Adam, in such a case, the Shar didn't do a Maisa Ritzicha, even though, again, it did kill an Adam, but there's no Chiyuv whatsoever that relates to the Shar. He's a Lav Bark Tolu Klal. He doesn't deserve death at all. In that case, the Salka Daita Chamina Nichayev, that's the Ukimta that Rabbi Eliezer used, of Miskavi Lebehem of Aharag Adam, and in this scenario, the Shar doesn't pay at all. I mean to say, the Shar is not at all Chayiv Misa, because again, its Kavana was to kill an animal and not a man. There was a Tzad to say that we should be Mechayiv the Baal HaShar Chatzi Kofer. Why? Because even though there's no Chayiv Misa, but nevertheless in Hilchas Nezikin, he's Chayiv. The Baal HaShor did not do any sort of adequate job of providing shmir for the animal. The animal went out, and it killed a person. All right, it didn't have kavana to kill the person, but nevertheless, where was the shmir of the bailin? And therefore, we'd have a shtarka havamina to say that in this case, the shor itself is patur, and the bailin should be chayev. And therefore, this chov to pay back the nizak and the kofar and so forth, that could be collectible from the shor itself, because the shor is not chayv mis at all, since it didn't have kavanah to kill a human being. It's the krolim ute, and therefore I certainly, says Rabbi Eliezer, just can justify why I need the pasuk of Bala Shor Naki to teach me that the owner of the shor is potur, even though we have a case where the shor is not chayv misa, and therefore there is collectability from gufo. But the pasuk says Naki to teach you that there's no chatzi kofar in the case of a shor tam that killed a person. Aval hacha, but here, if you want to talk about kodem v'ushchato, d'mei karabak tola havi, this is the emphasis here on d'mei karabak tola hava. We're talking about a case where a shor killed a human being with kavana. There is, if we could call it a maisa or a tzichan, a maisa machay of misas ashor. The shor is really a shor on niskal. The only reason the shor is not going to be niskal is because kadam ushchato. Bishlema, says Rabbi Eliezer, in the case of niskavein larigas abehema, that's not considered a maisa or a tzichan. There's no machay of whatsoever of misas ashor. And therefore, you could talk about the gufo shel shor as a means, as a conduit to pay back the yarshim of the victim, chatzi kofar. And on that I need the miyud of Ubala Shor Naki. But in the case where the shor killed a human being with kavana to kill that human being, that shor is the shor niskal. And therefore, I understand very well you can't collect from the shor. I don't need a pasuk to be mamayit the chiyuv kofar, even though he was kadam ushchato. It makes no difference, because what was the tchilas dino? Let's go back to the original din before the shechita took place. The din of the shor is that the shor is omeid for skila, because it had kavana to kill this human being. And in such a case, there wasn't any possibility of collecting from the shor a chiv kofar, because the shor is a shor aniskal in every sense of the term. And therefore, I understand that there's no chiv kofar to begin with. So when does Rabbi Eliezer recognize a valid havamina, that you could be chayev dmei flodos? That's only the case where the shor was mufka from a din of niskal. Why was it mufka? Because I undermine the very maisa hezek in the case of niskavin laragas abema vaharagas adam. There's no way that you can call it a shor niskal. There's no maisa vera of the shor, maisa machayv of the shor. It was niskavin labema. And therefore, you can really push for a havamina that requires ubala shor naki, that there should be a chiyuv of dmei kofar. When I say dmei kofar, I mean chatzi dmei kofar, because we're talking about a shor tam. But, says Rabbi Eliezer, I don't recognize a havamina in a case where the shor is really a shor niskal. The shor went after the person in order to kill that person. That shor is a killer shor and deserves to die and will be put to death. I don't need any pasuk here to exclude any tashlumin here. There's no gufo shel shor, and even if technically you could circumvent the iser hanah by jumping the gun, so to speak, and, or I should say, jumping the chalif knife and shechting the animal before gmar din, it doesn't matter. There was a maisa machayev that engenders a chiyuv skila. And in such a case, says Rabbi Eliezer, there's no havamin in the world that you could be chayv kofar that would be collectible in the case of shor tam migufo shel shor. The shor is a shor niskal. The Gemara now asks, Ula Rabbi Akiva nami vadai hochi havi. Even Rabbi Akiva should certainly ask the same question and accept this very powerful, cogent argument of Rabbi Eliezer. So again, why does Rabbi Akiva feel that we still need a pasuk to exclude shar tam in the case of Tmei Eved. That shar killed a person, and that shar is a shar haniskal. And the Gemara maintains that since the animal deliberately killed the Eved, that makes the animal into a shar niskal. And there's no question that there's no room for gvir here, even if kodam v'shachto. El Omar of Asi, we have to reinterpret Rabbi Akiva in a different way. Hi, milsa, mipi, degavra rabba shmile. I heard from a great man, Umanu, and who's that? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Why do we need the pasuk of Ubal Sharnaki to exclude Dmei Ha'eved in the case of Shartam, Shargas Ha'eved, Salka Daitachamina Hol V'Yomar Rabbi Akiva? Af tam shechoval bi adam mishalim b'mosar nezek sholem. That the distinction, says Rabbi Kiva, between tam and muad, chatzi nezek in the case of tam is only in the case where the shar damaged and harmed property or animals. But if the shar attacked a human being, then Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that you pay nezek sholet, and the whole din of chatzi nezek falls away. So let's say the shor tam was chovel bi adam, or there was a fight between the adam and the shor tam, and the adam hit the shor, and the shor hit the adam. So first of all, it's absolutely clear, it's upgaret, that the adam pays nezek sholet. But the chiddush here is that the Baal HaShar also pays Nezek Sholem, if that was a Chavola against the Adam. Now, if the Chavola of the Shar is greater, I mean, the damage is greater than the Adam, if in this fist fight, so to speak, in this boxing match between an Adam and a Shar, what you do is subtract the nezek that the shor inflicted in the adam, and you pay the difference nezek sholem. So again, the chavola that the adam did in the shor, let's say it's worth 100. The chavola that the shor inflicted in the adam is worth 200. So you minus the nezek of the shor of 100 from the nezek of the adam of 200, you get 100, and the Baal HaShar has to pay the full 100. Because Rabbi Akiva's shita is that a shor tam pays for chavolas adam nezek sholim like a shor muad. And if I would have said, is mishtami nami dmei oeved mealia, just like there's a chiyuv in tam in this case of chavol biadam of a muad, identical to a muad, then we drop the requirement of migufe, and we replace it with the chiyuv of ben aliyah, and all the nechasim now are mishubadim to pay the dmei eved. Is therefore, I would think, in such a case, the Baal HaShar should pay dmei eved. Is kasher rachmona Baal HaShar naki to teach us that there is no chiyuv of dmei eved. Now, at this point, we really think that we have a good, solid approach for Rabbi Akiva, and to justify the limud of Naki, to teach me the Ptur of Dmei Eved, and it's all within Rabbi Akiva Lishitaso, that Tam Shechoval the Adam is Meshalim Nezek Shalem. Again, the word Mosar means we subtract the amount that was inflicted by the Adam on the Shar. But now we see that Reb Zera is still not happy with this pshat. Amalei Reb Zera l'Ravasi v'tavrei Rabbi Akiva l'gzize, which means Rabbi Akiva lifted up his fist, and banged down and broke it with koach. In other words, he himself limited this breakthrough halach, this revolution, that a tam pays nezek sholem in the case of chavolas adam. It's severely limited. The sanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, yochal yishal ben aliyah tam lo makabish parazei yasa lo. Migufos Mishalmeh and Mishalmeh Aliyah, that even though the Torah was Machadish according to Rabbi Akiva, that the distinction between Shar Tam and Shar Mu'ud as far as Chatzi Nezik versus Nezik Shalem falls to the wayside in the case of Chaval B'Adam, nevertheless, that's only as far as how much money you have to pay. Whether it's Chatzi Nezik or Nezik Shalem, Rabbi Akiva jacks it up to Nezik Shalem. But as far as the nature of the payment and how it's collected, namely that in the case of a Shar Tam, you need Migufo Mishalim. In the case of a Shar Mu'ud, it's Min Aliyah Mishalim. Here, Rabbi Akiva's Moda, that the din of Shar Tam Shechobel B'Adam is Migufo Mishalim, V'Eino Mishalim Min Aliyah. Even though, again, the payment here is Nezek Shalim. But nevertheless, we're going to retain some residue of tamus, of the rules that regulate tam, and the halach is that you're only able to collect migufo. And if that be the case, we're back to the original kash of heviyu lebezdin v'yishalim lecha. You know, bring the shor into bezdin, and I'm willing to pay you, but the shor is worthless. It's osur v'anah. Eloma Rava Itzrich. I still need the Pasuk Naki to exclude the Shar from Dmei Eved. Salka Dait Kavena would have thought Hoil Umach Rime. Hoil Umach Mirnai. What is Mach Mirnai with Machmir? In other words, with regard to Shar Muad Shenagach, we're always being Machmir. And with Machmir be Eved Yoser Mi Ben Chorin. And how is that so? Sheben Chorin Yofes Sela Nosin Sela Shloshim Nosin Shloshim V'Eved Yofes Sela Nosin Shloshim. A Shar Mu'ud is Nogeach, and let's say he was Nogeach Ben Chorin, how much does the Baal HaShar pay? There's no din of Shloshim, but rather, the Baal HaShor pays whatever the Ben Chorin is worth. If the Ben Chorin is worth much less than Shloshim, he's only worth one Sela, that's what he's going to pay, one Sela. If on the other hand, the Shor kills an Eved, even if the Eved is worth as little as a Sela, nevertheless he pays Shloshim. The Torah is more Machmer in the case where the Shor kills an Eved. And therefore, we should apply logically the Chumrah of Mishtalim Nami Dmei Eved Min Ha'aliyah. The way I understand Rava is that since we find the Chumrah with regard to Shar Mu'ad Shaharag Es Ha'eved, and that Chumrah expresses itself above and beyond a general Harigas Eved, where if you kill someone's Eved, you pay whatever the Eved is worth. Here, because the Shar Mu'ud kills the Eved, there's a chiyuv of Shloshim, even if the Eved was worth a fraction of that. Now, once the Torah's general magama, the general tendency is to be machmir with regard to the Harigas Eved, let's be machmir in the case of Shar Tam, and say that Shar Tam has to pay half of this price. Ah, you'll say, but Shar Tam is only mishtal migufo. Maybe in this case, the Torah would say that Shar Tam is mishtalim in Aliyah. And if that be the case, we have a serious bona fide habamina that in the case of a Shar Tam, Shahar Ges Eved, he would pay Shloshim Shal Eved. For that I need Ubal HaShar Noki. That's the drosha of Rabbi Akiva to teach me that Shar Tam, Shahar Ges Eved, is potur. Tanya Kavose de Rava. We have a Braisa to support Rava. And the Braisa writes as follows. Baal HaShor Noki Rabbi Akiva Omer Noki Midmei Evet. Oh, so the Braisa asks, what do I need this drasha for? Valodinu. Logically, I can derive the conclusion, this is called Bamim Otzinu, that a Baal HaShor does not have to pay for the killing of an Eved. If his shor kills an eved, hoil v'chayav be eved, v'chayav ben chorin. In the case of the killing of an eved, the Torah said that you pay shloshim shkolim. If the shor killed an adam, then you pay kofer, if he's a regular Adam, a Ben Chorin, is mak shechiv be Ben Chorin, chilaktabo ben tam lemuot. That a tam is potter from kofer, a muot is chayev kofer, is af shechiv be eved. When the Torah says Yechayev for the shor killing an Eved, and that's Shloshim Shkolim, is Nechalik Bo Bein Tam Lemua, that a Tam will be potter from the Shloshim Shkolim, and the Muad is Chayev. The Odin, furthermore, Kalvachomer, I have a Kalvachomer to potter up a shor Tam who killed an Eved, Uma Ben Chorin. Shenosein kol shavyo, chilaktabo bein tam lemuad, and yet a tam is potter from kofer, even though, again, as far as a muad is concerned, is the bailim pei kofer, and nevertheless, you exempt a shor tam from kofer is eved. If the shor killed an eved, she'eino nosein el shloshim. I guess he's talking about a case where the shovi exceeds that of shloshim, and yet you only pay shloshim. And the Torah is more mekil in the case of an eved. Is eino din she'nechalek bo bein tam lemuad, and therefore it should be potur. And the Braisa says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, lo. This Bamemotzinu and this Kalvachomer to potter up the Bailim is not correct. Why? Machmirani, the Eved Yosim Bachom Shaben Chorin Yofes Sela, Nosin Sela, Shloshim, Nosin Shloshim, the Ilu, the Eved Yofes Sela, Nosin Shloshim. So Rekiva says, let's turn it around in a different Mitzvah. Not in the case where the Shloshim. Where the Shloshim is less than the value of the Eved, and the Eved's value exceeds that of Shloshim, but on the contrary, the Shloshim exceeds the value of the Eved, and had it been a Ben Chorin, then you would pay exactly the value of the Ben Chorin that died, but in the case of an Eved, we're going to say that even if the Eved is worth a single sela, nevertheless you have to pay Shloshim. And since in the case of an Eved, the Torah is more mach, but Yochel Yechayev, maybe even a short time would have to pay Shloshim Shel Eved. We see the Magama, the movement, the direction of the Torah is to be machmir in the case of Shloshim Shel Eved, and let's slap down a chiyuv on a short time to pay Shloshim Shel Eved. Talmud Lomer Balashar Noki, Noki Mi Dmei Eved. So you see that it, the finale here of this brisa is to reflect the drush of Rabbi Akiva that the Balashar Noki is telling you that the Eved, that the short time that killed an Adam is the Bailam HaPotur. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa with regard to Tashlumei Sharmuad, in the case where the Sharmuad kills a woman. The Pasuk says, Ve'emis ish o isha, Om Rabbi Akiva, v'chima ba zel lamdenu. What does the Torah have to spell out here that the chiv tashlumen of a sharmuad that kills a person applies even if it kills an isha? Why would I think and otherwise? Im l'chayv ala isha ki ish, you're going to tell me that the shar is nogeach an isha, has the same din as the shar that's nogeach an ish, and there's a chiv skila and a chiv kofer. Harei kvar nemar, the pasuk says, ki yigach shar es ish o es isha. How can you get any more explicit than that? That in the parasha of the human being that was victimized by the shar and died, the Torah explicitly says it doesn't matter whether the victim was an ish or an isha. Ella, but rather this pasuk is coming lahakish isha leish ma ish nizakov liyarshav. Af isha nizakeha liyarsheha. Now we're discussing the yarshim. Again, in the case of Shasha Haragas HaAdam, the payment of kofar is given over to the yarshim. Now, how would you define the yarshim in the case of a married woman? If let's call it, let's say Yaakov was killed by the Shar, and let's talk about a Shar Muad, and the owner of the Shar has to pay kofar to let's say Leah Bas Yaakov. Leah is married to Reuven. And you might think, therefore, that the kofar is collectible by Reuven. No, the answer is that she herself, Ashes Reuven, will inherit her father's kofar. And that's called Lahakish Isha Leish Ma Ish Nizakov Liyarshav Af Isha Nizakeha Liyarsheha. Ah, sorry, it's another, a slightly different scenario. If she was victimized and killed by the Shar, then the kofar has to be paid to her Yarshim, but not to her husband. And that's based on this Hekesh to Ish. Just like Ish, the monies that accrue after his death are passed on to his Yarshim, so too, in the case of an Isha, the monies that accrue after her death are collected by the Yarshim. The Gemara says, V'sav Rabbi Kiva lo yaris labal. Wait a minute. There is a din of Yerushas Habal. So if she was killed by this Shar, and the Mazik has to pay kofar, he should be paying it to the Baal. V'asanyan, I'll prove it to you from a Braisa. In the parish of Nachlos, it says, V'yorash osa, mikan shebal yoreshes ishto divrei Rabbi Akiva. Here we have an explicit statement in the Braisa, which Rabbi Akiva maintains that there is a din of Yerushas Habal. And therefore, in the case of Nezikin, the monies that would have been paid to the Isha, she's gone, should be paid to her first Yoresh, and according to Rabbi Kiva, that's the Baal. Comes along Reish Lakish, and he tries to defend the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Lech, Amar Reish Lakish, Lo Amar, when did Rabbi Akiva say that the Baal inherits his wife? That's not for everything. Ela Bekofer, Hol V'yena Mishtalim El Liachar Misa, Vahavile Roy, Ein Habal, V'yena Baal, No Til Beroy, Kiva Muchsok. So now what we have here is that we're excluding the Baal in the case of Kofar. Why? What makes Kofar unique, and why is it an exception to the rule? As a rule, the Baal is Yorish's Ishto, but not with regard to Kofar when she was killed. And that is because the Tashlumin Aliachar Misa, the Chiv Kofar, is only Chal after her death. And therefore, she didn't have a possession or a Muchzokas on this money, on this Kofar money, when she was alive. It was Roy. Roy means that Liachar Zman, when she dies, she'll be able to bequeath it to her Yarshim. But when it comes to Roy, the halach is that the Baal does not have any part of the Yerusha. The Baal is not Yoresh Ishto, Nechasim Shereuim Lovolo Liachar Misasa. Anything that she should inherit after her death, any monies that should accrue to her, are not subject to the Yerusha Sabal, but rather the Nechasim of an Isha that were Muchsakim Biyad Bechayel, that's not Roy, that's Muchsak, those Nechasim will pass on to her husband with her death. Umay Taimah, and what's the source for your premise that Kofar is a Chiyuv Liachar Misasa? Amar Krava Hemis Ish O Isha Hashar Yisakal V'Gambol of Yumas Im Kofar Yushas Olav. It's clear in this pasuk that the chiyuv kofar is after the skilas hashar, because the Torah says sakol hashar yisakel, and then it says kofar yushas olav. So the collection of the kofar takes place after the skilas hashar. From the time of the negicha and the death of the isha, a lot of things have transpired. A lot of time has gone by, because first of all, we're going to need two Edim to testify in front of a Bezdin that this shor killed this woman, then you're going to need what we call a gmar din, and then you could talk about a chiyuv kofar after, through this gmar din, they killed the shor. They put the shor to death. So all these things have happened after her death. You had testimony, you have a verdict that was handed down, the implementation of the death sentence against the shor, and then, and finally then, kofar yushas olav, then there's a chiyuv kofar after the skilus hashor. So obviously, the status of kofar and its definition is that of roy and not muhsok, and therefore, in this case, Rabbi Akiva says the Baal would not inherit kofar, it goes to the shor yorshim, and that justifies why in the Braisa Rabbi Akiva says that the pasuk kiigach shor es ish o es isha, equating isha to ish, is justified to teach me that her yorshim, to the exclusion of her husband, will inherit the kofar. The Gemara now asks, ubinizakin lo amar Rabbi Akiva. What about other kinds of nizakim? Not the case of an Adam that was killed. Other nizakim, where the chiyuv is chal during the lifetime of the victim, right? So that's not called roy, is what would Rabbi Kiva say as far as Yerusha Baal? Would the Baal be able to collect shar nizakim when his wife dies? Vasanya. We have a brisa that says hika es ha'isha v'yatsu yiladeha. That's the famous case of Tmei Vlados. Nosein nezek v'tsar la'isha u'tmei Vlados la'bal. Ein blal is nosein li'yarshim. The Tmei Vlados goes to the yarshim. Ein ha'isha no senes or no sane. We're talking about Tmei Tsarva Nezek Liyorsheha. So those words in the Braisa Ein Ha'isha means that after this woman was assaulted and there's a chiyuv to pay Nezek and Tsar to the Isha, she died. Ein Ha'isha is no sane Dmei Tsar v'nezek liyorsheha. The Baal, after her death, does not inherit tsar and nezek. Now that's very strange, because if the whole reason why Rabbi Akiva said in the case of kofar that the Baal doesn't inherit the kofar is because it was roy, meaning the chi of kofar was not in existence at the time of her death, here in the case of nezek and tsar, that chi of nezekin was absolutely binding and coming to her during her lifetime. And yet Rabbi Akiva says here in this Braisa that with her death, the Nezek and the Tzar accrue to the, are inherited by the Yarshim of the Isha, but not her Baal. And that seems to undermine our whole svara of being mechalik between Roy and Muchzak here in this case. This is certainly Muchzak and not Roy. The Braisa concludes by saying, Hoysa Shifcha Vinishtachara. In other words, let's say that this Shifcha was freed and then she became pregnant from an Eved who was also freed, an Eved Meshuchrar. In such a case, or in a case of Giores, who's married to a Ger, if both of them die, Zocha, the Mazik doesn't have to pay neither Nezek, nor Tsar, nor Dmei Vlados, because these individuals have no Yorshim, and therefore the Halach is called a Kodim Zocha, and this moment is in the hands of the Mazik, so he doesn't have to pay anybody. But in any event, from the fact that the Braisa says that if Ein Ha'isha, if she dies, is no saintly Yorshea, you see that even with regard to Nezek and Tsar, Rabbi Akiva says that the Baal is completely excluded from the Yerusha. even though, again, Nezek and Tzar is Muchzak, it's not Roy, so it's not a special din in Kofar, which is only Roy. And here we're on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbah, Begrusha. After the Chavola took place, the man divorced his wife, and therefore if she dies, then he has no Yerusha rights to Nezek and Tzar. But if he is still married to her, and she dies, then the Baal inherits all in his Zakim, with the exception of Kofar, V'chein Omer of Nachman, Begrusha. Now, there's still a lot to the sugya, but since we are already up to Mem Gimel Amid Aleph and the hour is late, we're going to stop here. Emir Tzah Shembeli Neder in the next shiur will just recap what we said about the fact that the case where the Nezek and Tzar is not inherited by the Baal is because she was divorced after the Chavola, before she, the Nechbeles, died. And we'll pick that up again, Bli Neder, tomorrow.